Today we'd like to start off the show by thanking our new Patreon supporters.
Ellie Escamilla.
Danielle Ford.
Jalen Gaffigan.
Eli Ian and Lori Kramer.
Thank you so much for supporting us. It really makes a huge difference to us.
Now we have a big announcement to make.
It's the end of our first season, which was kind of really long. It was 25 episodes about everything from salamanders to black holes to batteries.
We learned so much, like which way bats' knees face.
And how ants came to dominate the Earth.
Yes, it was careful and strategic.
And now we're taking a well-deserved break.
But we'll be back with more awesome stories of science discovery at the beginning of next year.
This is a great time to show your support for Tumble on Patreon, our crowdfunding campaign. Making a pledge will help us make next season even better.
Make sure that you subscribe to our newsletter on our website, because we might be dropping a few surprises for you.
And don't hesitate to get in touch. We still want to get your letters, videos, drawings, and your questions. All right, so we're excited to play some of our favorite episodes for you while we're on break. This one is among my personal favorites because after we made this episode, I got to meet Sarah Richardson and confirm that she is, in fact, as awesome as she sounds.
That's pretty incredible because she sounds pretty awesome.
It's been scientifically proven. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
This episode, we're talking about how scientists are discovering a new way to make fuel with bacteria.
Ew.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Okay, so like you're talking about bacteria, like the things that make us sick when they get into our food and noses.
Well, some bacteria can make us sick, but other bacteria might be able to become factories for fuel.
No way.
Yeah way.
Where'd you find that out?
I found it out from Sarah Richardson, a really awesome biologist I was talking to.
I guess you can call me Dr. Richardson, but nobody does that.
Sarah works at a place called the Joint Bioenergy Institute.
Is it called that because it's like in an elbow?
No, it's a lab that's full of scientists working to make better biofuels.
Okay, so but like they use elbows?
Yes. They have to use them in their bodies to move around.
Okay, so what's a biofuel? Is it like a fuel that you make in biology class?
Well, they're fuel from plants, but not the plants that we eat. The scientists are trying to take plants like grass and break them down into energy for fuel using bacteria. And that's where Sarah comes in. How would you describe sort of the big picture of your work? Like if you're describing it to your grandmother, what you do every day?
I'm working towards being able to farm bacteria. I want to be that farmer with a stick of straw in their mouth, except instead of a bunch of pens with happy animals in them, I will have a bunch of petri dishes.
So bacteria farmer, I thought we were talking about fuel.
Wait for it.
And each petri dish will have a bacteria in it that is happily eating whatever it is it wanted to eat and making for me something that I really wanted it to make. I want to have a little biomanufacturing farm. That's where I'm hoping my science is going.
So it's like a little bacteria farm that makes fuel?
It's kind of a funny way to describe something called biomanufacturing.
That is to use cells to make products and things that are good for people or necessary for people, but that aren't currently easy or inexpensive to make, or particularly are made with a lot of pollution. Things like fuel or antibiotics or pesticides.
Scientists have long known that instead of using expensive chemicals that pollute the environment, we can get living bacteria to make these things.
Do we have to pay them? Like
In sugar? That's what they value.
Like, I'll do this job for you, but it's 5 cubes.
Well, we've already put microbes like bacteria to work making things for us. For example, yeast. Yeast makes bread, beer, wine, and your favorite, kombucha.
Kombucha is not my favorite. It is, in fact, quite gross.
Yes, but you can make it in your house.
Which is why it tastes like sweat.
No. The point is, making things with bacteria is not weird or unnatural, and that's why Sarah and a bunch of other biologists like her are working to find out how bacteria can make more useful stuff and make it more efficiently, faster, better, stronger. So I asked her how she's about to do that.
Normally, we use a couple of microbes that we've gotten very, very good at using over the years through a lot of practice. But that practice, if you think about it, was actually making friends with the bacteria. We figured out what it liked to eat. We figured out what temperature it wanted to grow at. We figured out all the salt and the pH and everything. And then we figured out how to write DNA to go into it to give it instructions.
DNA, which every cell has, is the code that tells the cell what to do. So you can think of the cell as kind of like a computer.
But what we found is when we go out and find another bacteria, a lot of those rules are subtly different.
So I think I get what she's saying about bacteria farming, that like each animal in a farm has different needs.
Exactly, but there are way more bacteria than farm animals, and bacteria could do a ton of different stuff. Sarah thinks of genomes, the complete set of a cell's DNA, like recipe books for her own creations.
We have so many genomes and genes sequenced. So many. I can pull a gene out of the databases that came from any bacteria almost that we've ever seen. But then I have to be able to actually make sure that the bacteria I'm trying to talk to can read that gene as well.
So what does she mean by that?
Well, she's trying to pair bacteria with genes that will work together to make biofuel. And everyone has to understand each other. The bacteria, the new gene, and the scientist. Otherwise, it won't work.
The bacteria is all... What
does that mean?
That's bacteria language. It means, please bring me some water.
So say I want to make some biofuel in a bacteria. I put all the genes together I think I need to make the fuel, and then I try to grow it. And the bacteria goes, oh my God, this sucks. And it grows very slowly, and it doesn't make a lot. And at the end of maybe 4 days, I have made 100 milligrams of my fuel in a liter of food.
Okay, so you want more fuel than food?
Right. And the food is what the bacteria is set up to make. It doesn't want to make fuel, even if it has the instructions to make it. So that tells Sarah that the bacteria is not reading the instructions. She needs to tweak the recipe or maybe find a different kind of bacteria that's more willing to do the work.
And instead of having to coax ARB cell to accept a process it has never, ever run in its entire natural history, I can start with something that's already halfway there to being a super producer.
So you're looking for things that already have a tendency to do the things that you want them to do.
Exactly. If you're looking for something to hunt for mice in your barn, you don't send a cow on the job.
So I assume that means she's looking for like a cat, but like bacteria version. But how does she find what she needs?
To keep searching through DNA and genes, Sarah actually writes her own computer programs every single day.
We have to use a program to see DNA properly because it's so big. Maybe in other fields, like in an office, 90% of what you want to do, other people could use Microsoft Word for. But the whole point of science is that we're doing something no one's ever done before. And so there's not a lot of tools that exist that make that easy. Being able to make my own tools makes me a better scientist.
So has she found the bacteria she's looking for?
What she's doing is not easy, and she really only recently got the tools to try it. The scientists she's working with who are actually manufacturing the biofuels or putting the bacteria to work at breaking down plants are relying on her. If you're in the role of the farmer, then it's the people who are actually manufacturing things are kind of like the chefs of the world. Would you say that that's...
I guess so, yeah. They'd come to me and they'd say, I'm trying to make this chemical and I've been working in this bacteria. It doesn't work very well. And I would say, I know that bacteria. That bacteria doesn't like to have a lot of nitrogen in its feed. And maybe that's why you couldn't grow it. So let me kind of help you figure out how to work directly in that bacteria instead of in a different bacteria. Let me be the germ whisperer.
So we're not going to be able to fill up the car with bacteria fuel, like, today.
Not today, but someday.
So tomorrow.
Maybe not tomorrow, but someday. Sarah's amazing at what she does, but it's not like a smart person walks into a lab and then, like, the next day you have your gigantic breakthrough discovery. It's just, that's not how science works.
How does it work? So, like, maybe Wednesday? It'll be
so
ready?
So you're talking Wednesday is what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing, like, 5 days.
No. It's this long process of trial and error, and there's lots of small steps before you find what works, and that's what Sarah does, and she loves it.
There's nothing I like to talk about more than bacteria. Honestly, it's pretty sad. No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Thanks this week to Sarah Richardson.
Sarah Lentz is our associate producer.
I'm Lindsay Patterson, and I write and produce this show.
I'm Marshall Escamilla, and I compose the music. This week, we also featured tracks by Chris Zabriskie and Broke for Free.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review if you have the chance. If you want to stay in touch, Facebook and Twitter are a great way to do it. And check out our website at tumblepodcast.com, where you'll find our new contact form. You can upload your recordings and drawings directly to us right there.
We can't wait to see you next year with more stories of science discovery.